DJ Sidewave Live, courtesy of racesontheweb.com. Here is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Good evening, race fans. It's time for another edition of TJ Sideways Live here at racesontheweb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger, coming to you live inside of the Engine Pro Studios just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tonight is one of our few theme shows we do throughout the whole season. It's our Great Lakes preview show for 2014. And in case you're new to the program and wonder what we're doing tonight, we're located in Michigan. That's where I've lived basically my whole life, up here throughout the whole state. I've lived on the east side, in the middle, and now on the west side here, just outside of Grand Rapids. And it's an area that doesn't get renowned for a lot of open wheel racing. We've had some great open wheel drivers from here throughout the years, and people, Hall of Famers and such. But nowadays, you know, it sometimes doesn't get as much attention, and it's too bad because we have such a great diversity of open wheel racing here. We have one of the few parts of the country where you can see 410 sprint cars on blacktop. There's sprint cars on dirt, 360 and 410. There's a non-wing series. There's even a little bit of midget racing again this year, and we like to highlight that. And it's a great place to live and visit. It's a great place to vacation. Lots of things to do around the racetrack. So what we do every year is we try to get every promoter and head of series in the area to come on and spend a little bit of time with us. And I'm proud to say this year, this is probably our best lineup ever for a Great Lakes preview show. We've got Tom Hartzell from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Super Sprints, and there's some big news that they're going to talk about tonight, and still some to come. Not everything's ironed out with the second announcement. One of them is going to be made tonight. Also, Mike Mouch from the I-96 Speedway. They're not only having their World of Outlaws program, but also regular 360 racing, sprints on dirt, and also non-sanctioned throughout the 2014 season. Our buddy Jim Hanks from Must See Racing also is going to join us. And Jim has been a friend of ours for years as car owner and now head of Must See Racing. It just seems like yesterday that Must See Racing was just starting up and they're going into another season of racing. Mike Strievel from the Sprints on Dirt going to join us. Jim Leisure. It'll be great to have Jim on again from the Spartan Speedway, the little sprint car division that no one thought was ever going to take off, is now going to start another season, and they're going to be a bigger part of the Spartan family this year. We'll talk about that. And also, Joe Irwin's going to visit us. Now, we've had Mike and Joe on earlier in the season, but there's been additions to the SOD and the MTS schedules. We're going to talk about those throughout the program. So Tom Hartzell, Mike Mouch, Jim Hanks, Mike Strievel, Jim Leisure, Joe Irwin, all joining us tonight. And you know, what a lineup. And it's going to be a very busy season up here in the Great Lakes State. We have some tremendous racing. Almost every weekend you can go racing two nights a week, starting usually about the 1st of May all the way through Labor Day and beyond. And it's a great thing. There's lots of neat things, lots of lakes, great parks. The camping's incredible. You can go up north. There's just lots of neat things to do here in the state of Michigan when you go racing. And I highly recommend take a long weekend up here sometime. Take a Monday and a Friday. Come up here, you know, maybe come up Thursday night. Go somewhere on Friday and catch Spartan or maybe a Hartford SOD show or something, or maybe Tri-City for a SOD show or and such, or Cherry for an MTS show, maybe an Auto Value show at Dixie. And then you can scoot on over Saturday night somewhere else, maybe catch something in between, go to Frankenmuth, go to Traverse City, maybe hit up one of our 8,000 casinos that are popping up everywhere as we are kind of becoming Michigan Vegas here. And it is just so many things to do. Like, I live 20 minutes from the beach. And if you ever follow us on social media, at TJ Sideways on Twitter or on our Facebook fan page, you'll quite often see me at a racetrack on Saturday night. Sunday morning, you'll see the infamous hot dog legs, feet on the beach. It's supposed to be awful hairy hot dogs, though, but you see me laying on a beach somewhere in the middle of Michigan. And that's why it's great to live here. And I am proud to call it home, and that's why we do this show every year or so. We're going to kick things off tonight with Tom Hartzell from the Auto Value Super Sprints, because we taped his interview earlier in the day. He had some meetings to go to today. Some big news is the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Super Sprints and the Hoosier Outlaw Sprint Car Series are going to become one entity officially. They're going to be campaigned under the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Banner. And they're a great Michigan company that supported racing for many years here in AutoWares here just in Grand Rapids. And it's a great company that's done a lot for sprint car racing with the series. Well, the Haas series and the AutoValue series are going to become one, and there's going to be some changes for this year, too. Some format changes and stuff and some neat venues. So here's what Tom Hartzell had to say earlier on in the day. Tom Hartzell from the AutoValue Bumper to Bumper Super Sprints is going to help us kick off this 2014 Great Lakes preview. And, Tom, I know you and I are really busy tonight, so I appreciate you, taking time out to record this with us tonight, because you've got a lot of really exciting things lined up for 2014.
Well, I tell you, TJ, it has been absolutely nonstop. You know, when you get done racing every year, especially doing as many shows as I do a year, you kind of want to get away from things for a while, but this year it's just compounded and just rolled like a huge snowball, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's just a tremendous amount going on right now in the world of pavement sprint cars.
Well, first of all, let's talk about some of the new things coming up. This year, you guys are getting together with the Hoosier Outlaws Sprint Series, and it appears that they are going to be under as a separate series with a separate region, so to speak, for AutoValue, and you guys are going to be working together with two separate calendars.
Well, it's not actually two separate calendars. What it is I just recently purchased the Hoosier Outlaw Sprint Series, the Haas Series, out of Indiana. Tony and Deb Swanson have owned it for years. As a matter of fact, I think they started it back in the probably late 80s, early 90s. I'm not exactly sure when. And they've done a fantastic job, but their lives are taking them in a little bit different direction right now in their business down in the Warsaw, Indiana area. And Tony just needed to be freed up. His engine building business and parts building business has just taken off phenomenally, and he just doesn't have time to do this anymore. And we have worked together for the last 3 or 4 years, you know, still as two separate entities, but one group in a common goal, and that's promoting wing pavement sprints in the Midwest. And the time was just right. So what we're doing, and we're not going to recreate the wheel by any way, shape, or form. We're just going to go racing. But a lot of the tracks that are south of the border, per se, have been traditionally Haas tracks. And we just had a mutual respect there where we didn't go into their territory. They didn't come into ours. And, you know, things worked out. But Tony's still going to be involved for a couple years here until I get to know the people, and you know, we're, again, reassure them that we are not going to change the way we do business. It's going to be a better thing for everybody as far as car counts and stuff like that. We are going to run this under one point fund. It'll be under the AutoValue Bumper to Bumper, signature sponsor, obviously, the premier sponsor, logo. And, what it basically was going to do and try to keep everything intact was run an AutoValue Bumper to Bumper Super Sprint North and then a Haas AutoValue Bumper to Bumper Super Sprint South, simply because of the location of the tracks. That's really the only reason. I want to assure everybody that business is going to be as usual, just with a little bit different personnel. So it's going to work.
So does that mean we're going to have two different champions, a North champion and a South champion?
No, okay. We are not. It's going to be one championship. What I'm thinking about doing, and I'm just going to throw this example out there at you. We pretty much adopted it the other day. I had a board meeting, an advisory board meeting, and let's just say we got 18 races, which right now I think we're in that 17-18 range, and we've still got a couple working. Say we take 18 races. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to allow each and every person that joins the AutoValue Bumper to Bumper Super Sprint Series to throw out their worst three races. Or, if they choose not to go to three for whatever reason, you know, they crash or they don't like the particular track, they've got three races that they can give up. That way we take the top 15 finishes, and that's what will be your points for the year. So it makes no difference whether you go down and race all the former Haas Series races, or if you come up here and race in Michigan, or if you run them all, you can take your worst three finishes and throw them out. And I mean, we've got some drivers that don't feel real comfortable going to Toledo. They don't feel real comfortable going to Winchester. So I understand that. But we still want them to feel a part of this because they are a very integral part of it. So it's not, again, it's not rocket scientist material here, but we're just going to make it work for everybody.
Tom Hartzell joining us from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Super Sprints, and now the Hoosier Outlaw Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Super Sprints. So everybody under one umbrella for 2014. Another exciting thing that has kind of come your way is the King of Wings series with Davey Hamilton, and you're going to be a big part of those races as well.
Yep, we are going to be the sanctioning body. It will be our crew working the shows. And what it is this year, we have got six races planned for the King of Wings. One of them, actually, it kicks off on July 2nd, which will be a Wednesday night. We will be at the Toledo Motor Speedway. And then on July 4th, the Friday, we go to the Winchester Speedway down in Indiana. And then, soon to be announced, there is a TBA that will be a practice on Saturday, race on Sunday. And I guarantee you, when we break that news, as a matter of fact, I'm meeting with Davey this Saturday night down in Indianapolis, and hopefully everything is hammered out as far as the legalities of us going into this racing venue in Indiana. It's going to be a first, I will guarantee you that. It's going to be exciting, and it will be absolutely monumental for the world of pavement wing car, wing sprint car racing. It'll be just fantastic.
Yeah, we've heard rumblings of this. Just trust me, you're going to want to keep your calendar open for that.
It will definitely be the one to go to.
And then
it'll be an inaugural event there. And I tell you, with the history of this particular place, it'll be fantastic.
I think it has some great potential. You're also going to make the uncharted territory for you guys. You're heading out to California for three races.
Yep, there are three races out there that we've got set up right now. And they will be at Madera Speedway on a Friday night, Irwindale on Saturday night, in the Kern Speedway or Raceway on Sunday. And that will be the week before Thanksgiving. Now, what we're hoping is that, and the ultimate goal to this, let me back up a little bit here. The ultimate goal to what we're trying to achieve here is bring all winged pavement sprint cars under a set of rules, okay? Kind of like what the World of Outlaws do. They can go anywhere in the United States, and maybe with a little bit of tweaking here or there, no major changes, they can go race. We can't do that because we've got 360s running with open heads. We've got 360s running with 23-degree heads. We've got some 305s. We've got some 410s. What we're trying to do is bring all the wing pavement sprint cars in the United States to a 410 cubic inch motor in 3 years. That way, it equals the playing field. You can go to Florida and run. You can go to California and run. We can go to Utah, Idaho to run. We can go out on the East Coast. They can come to the Midwest. Anywhere we go in the United States, it'll be the same engine rules, and away we go. Now, like I said, you may have to tweak it a little bit. You know, we run on the Hoosier tires, and we are strongly behind Hoosier. They're going to be the tire of choice. The M40 right rear has been fantastic since we got it from Hoosier a couple years ago. We're staying with that. We're going to change and allow a different left front and a right front this year, but it's not going to be major changes. Again, we are not recreating the world here. We're just tweaking some of the things we're doing. Safety, obviously, that's going to be one of the strong points of this. Wings, it's going to be the traditional wings. It's going to be the traditional bodies. These are things that everybody's striving to do that we don't have to worry about wherever you go. If we choose to go to Florida next year, I understand there's already three races lined up down there. There's going to be three races out in the upper west next year. Of course, we're hoping it's California things, but we realize, too, that not everybody's going to want to run out there. So what we're trying to do is get six or eight guys that run our series on a regular basis to piggyback up. We get out there, we try to find some sponsors to help them offset the cost of their fuel, and we go out there and we enjoy racing on the West Coast. So I think it's going to be a very good thing. Right now we're undergoing a couple growing pains. We're looking at how we're going to bring parity between the 410s and the 360s that are running out there. We've discussed bringing air reduction, you know, as far as a restrictor plate type thing. We did a little bit of testing on it, not 100% sold on it. We talked about doing weight, which would be the simple thing, but we've got to make sure it's fair for everybody. The problem being is with 23-degree heads and the open-headed motors, we still got some difference in horsepower there, where, you know, a good 410 is running somewhere between 800 and 900 horsepower right now. The 360s, the good running 360s, are in that 800 range. So, you know, it's just, it's close, but yet we want everybody to feel they're on an equal playing field until we can get through this 3-year period.
And, it's great you're bringing our brand of racing and branching it out. So that's a very good thing to end the year in California. Now, this is a Great Lakes preview, and that's still a good majority of your schedule. Stops like Kalamazoo, M40, and Dixie are still the cornerstone of your series. You're going to be going to all those places as well.
Yes. Yep, and, you know, definitely here. I mean, AutoWares Corporation is the parent company of the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper stores in the Midwest. AutoWares has been with the Super Sprint since the early 90s. They have really put a lot of effort forward into making this a very formidable advertising tool for them. And, you know, that's why I have to laugh and even giggle once in a while that people still call it the Auto Value Super Sprints. Well, we're the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Super Sprints. They absorbed them several years ago. And it's a mouthful to say, but that's what it's all about. So right now, we're looking at branching. As a matter of fact, Tony is working on some tracks up in Wisconsin right now. But right now, we're going to be running Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and we're hoping to get up into Wisconsin a little bit because there are a number of AutoWare-controlled bumper-to-bumper stores up there. They have a dirt series up there, but no pavement cars. So, you know, we're looking to get up in there and branch out a little bit and just take care of the people that take care of us, and that's the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper stores.
Of course, everything kicking off May 31st at Angola before going to Kalamazoo, Toledo. Two stops at Toledo this year, so that'll be neat for Toledo fans. A couple stops at M40 and New Paris on there. Some of the Haas tracks we're starting to see absorbed in there onto the schedule right now. So if you go to supersprints.com, you can look all of that up. And some really neat stuff. And one thing I always stress about the Great Lakes tracks, and one thing we try to do during the shows, it's a neat deal that you can tie a lot of these racetracks into a nice vacation. So if you take like a long weekend, you can go see something in the state of Michigan, take a super sprint race maybe on the way home or the way there.
Right, exactly. You know, and you know, just like this 4th of July deal, a lot of people will be off work, and you can start out at one of the fastest tracks in the United States at Toledo on Wednesday night, take a day off or so, or travel around a little bit, and you can come down to Winchester, which is another extremely fast track, on Friday night, the 4th, and then, of course, the big announcement will be coming forth here real quick on the 6th of July. So it's going to be a great, great weekend, and what a better way to spend it than at the world's fastest short track cars, the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Super Sprints and the King of Wings series.
And of course, we'll have to have you on once that's announced, but we'll get to that at a later point. The other thing we wanted to stress too is the Dixie Motor Speedway last year ran into some trouble. They had to shut down because of some facility issues, but they are back on the schedule, and they are racing a specials only program this year, and you guys will be there twice this year.
Yep, we're gonna, as a matter of fact, I saw Mike and Krista at the MSPA meeting last week in Lansing, and they're really excited about it. They were in the process of, actually I was talking to him on the phone, late last fall when we kind of set the dates up early, and they were in the process of demolishing the old grandstand and, should be well into building the new ones right now. So, obviously the weather's probably affected them a little bit. But I think they'll be up and they'll be ready to go there when we hit there the first time, the end of June.
Yeah, everything looks like to be going there. And like I said, new look to supersprints.com, too. Kyle Larson from pavementsprints.com did a nice job for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing the website now. And actually, one of our drivers, Teddy Alberts, is doing a lot of the writing. Marty Tyler, one of the wives, actually Bill's wife, does a lot of the writing. And everything's looking real promising. Kyle just redesigned it, and as a matter of fact, I talked to him Saturday, I think it was, and he was actually wanting to get some things going as far as getting some news information across there, just simply because it's been so long. There's not a lot going on right now, so unfortunately, you know, that's what we have to deal with.
So right now, the schedule pretty much looks set. We see the four TBAs on there. Do you expect maybe a couple more races that we don't see on there yet as TBAs?
Yes, actually I do, TJ. We're going to go to South Bend Speedway. I'm just not sure what day it is right now. And then, of course, Tony's working on three races yet up in Wisconsin. So, you know, all I can say is stay tuned, keep an eye on it. We'll make the announcements on the Super Sprint website and, of course, get the word out through guys like you and the radio programs and things that we're doing right now.
All right. Well, Tom, well, I appreciate all of your effort to get here today. You and I guess that sometimes we're both so busy, you know, you have to make time for this, but we managed to do it. And it's a great way to kick off the preview. And if people go to supersprints.com, they can check everything out. And thanks for taking time out for us tonight, and best of luck this season.
Well, I thank you, and we look forward to seeing you at some of the races this year. I know you're busy, and it's going to be a great year. I'm really excited about it, and as the other information comes available, you'll be one of the first ones to know.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
Tom Hartzell from the Auto Value Super Spreads.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring.
Made some time for us today. With his busy schedule, I want to thank him for that. So some big news in the Auto Value Super Sprint now, Hoosier Outlaw Sprint Series world. And that kind of segues us into the dirt side of things. And the next guest on our program tonight is, from my accounts, the longest tenured promoter at the I-96 Speedway. And Mike Mouch, it just seems like yesterday you guys bought the place.
Yeah, it seems like it. Time flies, I guess, when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And lots of neat things to talk about this year over at I-96. First of all, one of the things that got announced before this brutal winter we just had was you guys brought in a firm to change up the racetrack a little bit. I know you've discussed some of those plans on your social media outlets and such, but what are the status of those plans, and what's the racetrack going to be like for 2014?
We did quite a bit of work to it. We've had that beautiful half mile for a long time. Track was really nice, but at the same time, there's a lot of budgets, race car drivers' budgets that couldn't fit that size of a racetrack. And, the racing was good for the speed, but to get right down to it and to get a lot of, racers where they could actually race one another hard, it separated the cars up too much. And then, we had a 3/8 of like a, between a quarter mile and 3/8 mile, it was put in the inside of our track, but the front stretch was so far off the wall before that, and it was, didn't have the best, it wasn't the most symmetrical thing there was. So what we did, we pulled up about 30 tracks all over the country, Google Earthed them and took all their dimensions, got their degree of bankings, talked to a lot of different promoters from down south, talked to a lot of race car drivers. And on about the 13th design we did, we came up with the track that we built. And we got one really good racetrack right now. It's wide. It's 65 feet wide, so it's nice, big, and wide. It's all symmetrical. It was engineered and everything through OMN Engineering. The cool thing is on it, it does have it's got a 10 file they put together, so you can stick it into the GPS of the machine, and you can grade right to the same spot every time. But it's 65 feet wide. It uses the front stretch of the half mile. It uses turn one of a half mile, so it's all back in front of the pit stands and everything like that. And it comes in a little bit, it don't go quite as far out as turn two did on the half mile. It comes in a little bit early. And then it's got its whole new back stretch, and it's got a whole brand new 3 and 4, and both ends are real symmetrical. Turn one and two is a little bit bigger than turn 3 and 4. Just for the fact that, I'd say probably 90% of the tracks in the country are shaped that way. That way, it turns it more into a driver's track where one guy's just not sitting out there and ripping all the way around and not having to get out of the throttle. You know, they find the sweet spot and just let it go on both ends. So it's kind of an end that you gotta drive it on a little bit and pedal it a little bit. And then turn one and two is more of a wide open end, and turn 3, 4 is, something where you got to pedal a little bit and maybe spread them out so they're coming at the grandstands, you know, 4 wide, hopefully more often. And the corners are 13 degrees on the banking. And then there's about a 12-foot apron on the bottom. It's about 8-degree apron. And then the front stretch is about 8 to 10 degrees. And the back stretch is about 8 to 10 degrees. So the whole half mile, and that's the same. They had 13-degree banking on the half mile, so the corners are really, really close to what the half mile was. But it does have an apron where the guys can, you know, the shortest way around the track is on the bottom, but it's not got as much down there to hold you, so we want to create some slide jobbing and stuff like that. And so we didn't put quite as much banking on the bottom. But the track is beautiful. It's in there. It's put in already, and we're just waiting for the snow to get off of it and the sun to shine on it and let it set up a little bit more, and so we can get out there and do some fine-tuning on it. So it's all sitting in there and getting settled in and everything like that, and we're just waiting for Mother Nature at this point.
I'm guessing you're glad you moved that dirt in the fall instead of trying to do it the spring.
Oh, yeah, and we got it laid in there. It's been 6-8 inches, about 6 inches everywhere. It's just going to take, and you know, we didn't put the GPS on it before the winter just because of the fact that it is going to settle and stuff like that. But we are going to...
Oh, looks like we might have lost Mike there. We'll try to get him back on the line here. Mike Mouch joining us from I-96 Speedway. And, yeah, technical difficulties do happen from time to time. And we'll get Mike back on the line here for us. But as you heard, new 3/8 mile layout. He probably doesn't realize he's been cut off yet. We'll try calling him back here in just a moment. But Mike mentioned they did cut a new 3/8 mile racetrack, and you heard him explain they did get it cut in before this brutal winter we had this year. If you haven't noticed, we've had over 19 inches of snow on the ground for a good portion of the past month and a half, and at least an inch on the ground since December. So you can imagine what kind of a nightmare that was to Ben. Yeah, no kidding. I got you back, though. So it sounds like great things with the racetrack there. And like you said, you got it cut in and everything, and you'll be making fine-tuning if the snow ever goes away.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous. We got our testing tune at the 1st of April there, and I'm nervous a little bit. I don't want to push the issue, you know. I don't want to take a machine out there and get it stuck or anything like that. I would rather just wait it out, you know. But hopefully the way it's melting right now, the snow is melting nice and slow and even. It's not, you know, it's not raining on it where you're causing a big mess. I think it's kind of dissipating off on its own right now pretty decent, so I'm happy about that. And I think we're going to have by looking at the rest of the tracks and the people I've talked to, we're going to have, with what we talked to with the drivers and stuff like that, we should have, I think, one of the top 5-6 tracks in the country. I mean, we put a lot of time in it. We didn't shortcut nothing. And we did it right. And, I think everyone's going to be pretty shocked. It's a 3/8 mile right in the dead center in the middle. So it's a perfect 3/8 mile. It does look bigger. I mean, I thought a lot of these tracks around were 3/8 miles, and some of them are, and some of them aren't. And some of them advertise as 3/8, and some of them really aren't. And same with us. Last year, we kind of advertised that small track as a 3/8, and it wasn't really a 3/8. So, but once we got it put in there, I stepped in the stands. I'm like, wow, this thing is pretty big. So it's a good-sized racetrack. It's nice and wide, which is going to create a lot of good racing. So, I think all around the bankings, everything are right there. It'd be a good track for either or sprint cars or late models. And I think it's going to be a good all the way around track to put some good shows on. And as wide as it is, as big as the corners are, sweeping corners, and I think it's going to be a horsepower track at the same time. So it's not going to be too small where you're not going to get a good show. We're still the biggest track in Michigan besides Hartford. I think we got a lot going for us.
Well, it sounds like you have a nice balance there for everything. Mike Mouch joining us here on the air. And something different for this year. You have your two Sprints on Dirt shows and, of course, your World of Outlaws show, but you're going to bring back 360 sprint cars as a regular class for, I believe, it's 5 times this year. And why don't you talk a little bit about what your 360 program is going to be for 2014?
We're going to do pretty much the same rules as SOD. Didn't want to change a lot. Didn't want to have the guys change a lot. What they're doing seems to be working pretty decent, and so we're going to follow the same rules they got. And just the nights that they're off, we're going to try to put on some shows and see what we can do, and hopefully see how it goes this year. And if it goes good, then we'll come back next year and maybe add a few more. But I've liked sprint cars. That's what I grew up doing, and what I liked to have them when I bought the racetrack. They had late models here, so we continued on with what they had, and not saying that I don't like them either. I think they're great. I think the late models are good too, but there was time for a change, and I felt that the change would benefit us by putting in sprint cars. When we do, we usually draw a pretty decent sized crowd, and we didn't want to overdo it, but we didn't want to underdo it either. So I think we got a pretty decent schedule. We'll see how the guys like it, and if they like it and they support it, and then we can add more to it in the following year. But we're going to just kind of get our feet wet this year and see how it works.
And I'm looking across the schedule, and you guys do quite a few big shows this year. Having ALMS, All-Star Performance Michigan Dirt Cup, along with Sprints on Dirt twice, and, of course, your World of Outlaws program. It seems like one thing I noticed on your schedule, there's nothing that you could consider a regular show. You guys are doing pretty much a big show almost every time you're going out.
Yeah, we're trying to put the best schedule. I think right now, I've looked at a lot of different track schedules, and I think right now we're the one to shine on our schedule. I think our facility's ready to rock. We're ready to go, and I think with the two World of Outlaw shows, we have World of Outlaw Sprint Cars plus World of Outlaw Late Miles and Late Miles Summer Nationals. We also added, you know, when we added the Sprint Cars, we added Pro Stocks and Pro Trucks, and then we added a UMP Pro Modified class, which is the same rules as IMCA mods, but they're called Pro Mods. We sanction through UMP. And at our banquet, we signed up 20 cars, registered, and got them situated with cement pads and everything. So I know they're coming, and our car count looks like it's going to be high. We've been getting a lot of calls. We switched our nights over to Friday nights, so we're one of the only ones that are running on Fridays around the area. So we're getting a lot of fans, and I think this is going to be our year to shine. We've been up and down trying to figure this thing out for the past 10 years, and it seems like right when we get ahead, I'll make a little bit of a mistake and go backwards a little bit. But I think we've learned a lot, and I think this is our year to shine. So we're excited. We got great sponsorship behind us right now, and this looks like it's going to be our year. So like you said, all of our shows, I think, they're pretty special. So we look like things are going to go great. One of the things I didn't know is June 6th, I guess Hartford took that date for Saab Sprint Car. So depending on if they keep that, which I think they are, we won't have sprint cars on that night because I just don't want to go head-to-head with Saab, you know. But I don't want to take any of them guys. I don't want to split their points up or anything like that. But we're looking for another date to maybe fill in for them too. So, but I just got word that they took June 6th. So we might be taking that off our schedule. Just depend. I'm going to call them and talk to them a little bit more about it and make sure they're on for sure. But we'll look to add another date if possible. So.
Okay. And one thing we should mention, you guys are on Friday nights this year, other than your, it looks like some of your motorcycle stuff and your World of Outlaws and Summer Nationals show, but you are a Friday night racetrack this year.
Yes, we're on Fridays, and I think it's going to work great for us. A lot of the tracks around us are on Saturdays. And so we're especially Crystal Speedway down the road. They're a Saturday night, and we kind of draw from the same town a lot. And that gives us the opportunity to get the money first and feed everyone out here first and give them a good show. And so and then also with Berlin being on Saturday, we draw a lot of the same crowd. So I think us being first in line is going to be a bonus for us. So we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to the whole year. I think like everyone else, we got cabin fever. We're ready to get rocking and rolling with this thing and smell some race fuel and listen to some horsepower going.
It sounds good to me. Advanced tickets for some of your bigger races where there are reserved seats and such, are those available yet through you guys, or when do you think they will be available?
Those are available. For the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, they are available at this point, and they're through SLS Promotions. And they are the ones that help us out in doing the show. They help promote it and everything, and you can get your tickets through slspromotions.com. But and there's a link on our website as well that can send you over to theirs. We haven't got our tickets situated for the World of Outlaw Late Miles or the Summer Nationals and some of the other shows yet. We're a little bit behind, not a lot, but we're a little bit behind just from switching nights and trying to get our schedule. So it was the premier schedule. It took us a little while getting dates put in place, but we're ready to go right now. And we actually just was on the phone today getting tickets ready for print and everything like that. So I should be up and running soon. You'll be able to get tickets on i96speedway.com.
All right. Well, Mike, I really appreciate you taking time out to join us. Look forward to being out there this year for some of the sprint car races, and it should be a great summer, man. You have a great schedule put together.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, and actually,
we did mention the bike races. I don't know.
I was just going to mention.
You heard about Gage Bieland.
Yep.
If everyone could, he got hurt down in Florida. If everyone could say a prayer for him, we'd really appreciate it. He's kind of our bike we sponsor here. He's local. He's a great kid. He got hurt really bad in Daytona flat track racing. We're going to donate all of our front gate and our back gate ticket money to his family and try to help him get get out of the hospital, but he was airlifted down in Florida, and he's still in the hospital at this point. And we're just praying that he's going to get well soon. So.
And which date is that bike race on?
What's that?
Which date is that benefit on for the bike race for him?
On May 10th.
May 10th. Okay, so May the 10th, yep. Folks. If you're not out anywhere else, come down to I-96 Speedway. It's for a good cause. If you haven't seen the District 14 bikes, it'll be a good chance for you to see them. I know they're going to probably have some items you might be able to bid on, stuff to help benefit the family, but it's for a great cause. And on May the 10th, and like I said, if you haven't seen the bikes and you're a sprint car person, you're probably going to like them.
Yes, I think you'll love them, actually. Yep, I think it'd be a great show to come to, and the money's going to a great person and a great place and his family, and what better time would it be to start off and checking some bikes out to help a kid get better.
Exactly. Well, Mike, like I said, thanks for coming on, and I96Speedway.com for more information, and look forward to talking to you later this summer.
All right, sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All righty. Mike Mounch from I-96 Speedway. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Jim Hanks from Must See Racing. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing in racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here at RacesOnTheWeb.com. And it just seems like it was yesterday that Jim Hanks was on here with this crazy idea about taking wing pavement sprint cars, putting them on TV, and put this nice little series together. And Jim, here we are again, and it seems like Must See Racing has expanded into some neat ventures for 2014.
Yeah, well, it's like Mike March said, when you're having fun, time flies. But I think we're entering, certainly for our major TV programming, our fifth year this year.
Wow. It just, like I said, just seems like yesterday we were talking about this thing getting off the ground. Of course, you're going to be down south Friday and Saturday, April 11th and 12th at 5 Flags. I can't believe I just did that. I even practiced it before the show. 5 Flags Speedway and Mobile International Speedway Friday and Saturday. And we mentioned already a stellar pre-entry for those two races, which bodes well for the whole season.
Yeah, it sure does. This will be the third year that we've got. We call that the Southern Shootout. And last year we had 28 cars starting at 5 Flags, and it was a stellar field. I mean, a lot of people call that one of the strongest ever. And as of right now, we've got 23 cars committed, so that's a month away, and that's looking very promising. I think it's going to be another great two nights of racing at 5 Flags and Mobile, and it'll not only be a really good car count, it'll be, top shelf quality, very competitive.
And, of course, one thing you did announce, since this is the Great Lakes preview show, is you guys are putting kind of an emphasis on your Michigan races this year. You're going to have the Must See 7, which are all Michigan races with some special added bonuses for the race teams.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Of course, you know, this is the Great Lakes show, and I live in Michigan, but we're going to have 7 events. We've got 2 at Berlin. We're at Kalamazoo. We've got a really big event at Owosso. And then we've got Thursday, July the 3rd at Auto City and July the 4th. So it's going to be a great series. And like you said, we're treating it as a mini series. It's called the Must See 7, the Michigan Must See 7. And we'll keep points for those 7 events, our standard series points. And we're going to have first place is going to pick up an extra $1,000, second $750, third $500, and we'll have trophies and so on. And fourth through tenth in points, we're going to give them a free right rear. But, you know, it's all about racing in the Great Lakes State, Michigan. And the events are strong. The 2-day event at Auto City is a kind of a unique format, a little bit different. Of course, we've done a lot of different formats, so fans can see 250-lap qualifier races on Thursday and a 50-lap feature on Friday. Our event at Owosso, we're tied into a 3-day, they call it Expo 2014. It's really kind of neat. The Michigan Steam Railroad Association, who has the real deal steam locomotive that they use for the Polar Express. So they'll have that locomotive there and then a couple others, and they have train rides and, you know, an exhibition where people can come in and see it. They've got a museum. Then the airport is going to have an air show where they're bringing in a lot of World War II airplanes, vintage airplanes. People can buy a ride, and I think it's a P-52. I don't know a lot about airplanes. Skydivers, that sort of thing. And then the city of Owosso is going to have a car show. And Saturday morning on the June 21st, the car show has a cruise out to Owosso Speedway. And they'll then have a car show and display there. And then the whole thing is kind of highlighted and showcased with the Must See Racing Extreme Sprints on Saturday night.
And we were talking about Michigan vacations for racing. That one seems ideal.
Oh, I think it's going to be great. You know, this is the first year they've tried it with, you know, the planes. I call it planes, trains, and automobiles, but they can't use that name because of the movie. But, you know, it's a family base, going to be family fun. You got 3 days to see whatever you like. I think it's going to be pretty cool. I know last year I think they had like 30, 35,000 people just to come see the train. So they're expecting a lot of people to go to this. And, of course, we're back to Kalamazoo on Saturday, July 26th. Great racetrack, great facility. Berlin will be there on July the
12th.
July the 12th, and then we have our championship race there. We call it, or we've done that every year, and that's August 23rd. And then June 7th at Auto City. I'm kind of jumping around, but 7 races in the state of Michigan. We're proud of that. We're looking forward to it, and we think it's going to be pretty exciting.
In this 2-day format for Auto City over the 4th of July, something a little bit different, too, and that's going to be neat with the holiday weekend, the way it falls on the over a weekend, so it works out well for everyone to get out there, and that's a neat little area, too, where there's a lot of things that you might not know to explore during the day, or you can go to Frankenmuth. It's just a lot. Go up to the Bay City, go check out the Bay. I mean, there's a lot of neat things you can go do, and then you can take in 2 days of sprint car racing there at Auto City.
I'll tell you what, TJ, you're a great ambassador for our state. You're exactly right. A lot of things to do. It should be some really great racing. You know, like I say, we've got that different format. And for the race teams, we've doing things a little different. We've got actually what we call our rain day purse, that for any reason one of the days gets canceled because of weather, we're going to keep the points and pay a purse for the single day. So we think that's very attractive to the race teams.
That is a nice deal for the race teams. So they're not driving up for a prelim race for the big show. If the big show gets rained out, you don't tell them, sorry, folks, you're actually going to take care of them on the way up here. So kudos to you guys for that one. Now, I know it's not a Great Lakes destination, but one that's kind of within a close driving range. You guys are going to Bear Field for the first time.
We are, and we'll be at Bear Field on their half-mile track. You know, I guess they had some sprint car races there last year on their 3/8, but we're going to be on the big half mile. Looking forward to that. That's the first time that Mustang's been there, and they're doing a good job promoting it already, and that's going to be another good race.
And something else that's not too far away from our Great Lakes Circle, and it's a non-point race, but you guys are running a 2-day Labor Day 200 at Anderson Speedway. Of course, Anderson, home of the Payless Little 500, which you guys also sanctioned. But this time you guys are doing a Labor Day event for winged sprint cars, and it's going to be a 200-lapper, and this is going to be something really neat.
Yeah, we think so. You know, we've now sanctioned the Little 500, which is, you know, I think the most entertaining sprint car race in the world. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Last year, that was a spectacular event, and JoJo Helberg, our 2012 champion, set fast time, and Jacob Wilson, who is a regular with us, won the event. But they had a lot of USAC participants in that. It was a very strong field, and this year's already stacking up to be, it's going to have some brutal competition. And the Labor Day 200 isn't to replicate the 500, but it's a 2-day event. We think it's on a good date. Excuse me. And we'll be announcing the exact format for that race here shortly, but it'll be a lot of laps, a lot of cars, 2 days, and we're pretty excited about it.
And then another thing we were talking about off the air, which if you live on the west side here, it's actually not too far of a drive over to the Rockford Speedway, Rockford, Illinois. You guys are going to be part this year of the National Short Track Championships, which is a long-running short track event that's well-known throughout the country, and you guys are going to be a part of it now.
You're right. We'll be there on Sunday, September 28th is, you know, I guess the mainliner of the event. We raced at Rockford a couple years ago, and great, great track for sprint cars. Very fast, high bank, you know, it's a driver's racetrack. So we'll be back there, like I say, on Sunday, and that's a big event. You know, if you think about it, we've got some of the biggest, if not the biggest, sprint car events. We have the Joe James Pat O'Connor Memorial at Salem, and we'll be there on August 9th. I think that event's 55 years old. The Little 500 this year has been there 66 years. You had the National Short Track Championship at Rockford, which is, I don't know how many years it's been there, but that's one of the biggest short track events in the country. So it's good stuff. We're, like I said, we're real excited about our schedule.
And, yeah, some neat stuff there. Like I said, from beginning to end, big shows all around. And if you want more information, Jim, where can they find it on Must See Racing?
Well, if you go to mustseeracing.com, you know, we've got a multi-page website there that's updated. You know, in the off-season, we put something on there every couple days for news and updates, our schedule. For instance, you know, we had our schedule out. Now, we had, you know, changed it a little, added a few things, but we had our schedule out at October 31st of last year for this coming season. So people go there. But we got something pretty neat on there right now. Right on our homepage, we have a preview of 2014, and there's a full page for each one of the registered drivers that shows their hometown and, you know, information on a nice picture of the driver and their car. So, you know, anything they want to know is on that website, and it's updated, and you'll see stories on all our different drivers that are going to be down at the Southern Shootout, coming out every 2 or 3 days over the next month.
Well, Jim, I look forward to talking to you throughout the 2014 season as a lot of these must-see seven and some of the other events come closer to fruition, and having some of your drivers on throughout the year as well. It's always great working with you, and look forward to a great 2014.
Well, thanks, TJ. If I can put a little plug in, something we kind of went over, and that's our television programming. We're pretty much going to replicate what we had last year. You know, our main distributor was MAV TV, and they're growing gangbusters. They're up to, I think, 45 million homes. And through MAV, we're on DirecTV and Dish Network. And that was on 4 o'clock on Thursday nights, 1 o'clock on Saturdays. And in Michigan, Comcast Channel 900, through the season last year, we were literally on almost every day two times, once in the morning, once in the late afternoon. So a lot of people, and you can get that information, the exact information will be on our website, but we're up to 118 million households nationwide and a very, very big presence in the state of Michigan.
And Jim's going to make me work harder during that last interview. He didn't let me save anything for the next one. So that's all right, though, because Sprint Car Racing on TV is a good thing. And I'm glad Jim made sure to mention that. Well, Jim, thank you very much. And like I said, look forward to a great 2014.
Well, thanks for having me, KJ. And thank you for being such a great ambassador for racing and certainly for the state of Michigan.
Well, we try to do the best we can. Thanks, Jim. And we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, Mike Strievel from Sprints on Dirt is going to come on and talk about some of the changes to their 2014 program. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing in racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Welcome back to TJ Sideways Live here on racesontheweb.com. And joining me on the air right now is Mike Strievel from the Sprints on Dirt, fresh from sunny Florida, where his son scored his first career win as a college baseball pitcher. I'm sure a very proud father on the line right now for sure. Mike, so good time down in Florida watching your son pitch, but now it's...
Oh, it was a blast. It was a good time not to be in this miserable weather we've had up here where we're happy when it's sunny and 20, and down there it was sunny and it was 80, and it was beautiful racing weather, beautiful baseball weather. And yes, now it's back to reality, and the countdown begins with the racing season to start. So,
and we've had you on earlier in the year, but it's hard to believe that, you know, in about a month we're going to be sitting at Ron Flynn's place watching some sprint car racing.
You promise? Are we? I hope so. You know, I'm starting to see a little grass outside, so that's a promising sign for us race fans. That's for darn sure. So, but you're right; it's going to be here before you know it. That's what's rather remarkable. So. Yeah, I'm hoping we get a little turn of the weather here. Obviously, we all do, so I'm hoping that's the case. But we'll see. But we're, you know, famously always starting at Crystal at the end of August or at the end of April. And honestly, we've all been there in snowmobile suits, and we've been there in short sleeves. So who knows which one it's going to be this year.
Yeah, exactly. And we've had some additions to the schedule since we last talked. Hartford Speedway, now known as Hartford Speedway, purchased, and you guys are going to be there in 2014 and a big part of their schedule.
Very happy in to get that settled, that Tim Dibble was able to get a hold of the racetrack. There was a couple other parties involved in trying to get a hold of the racetrack, and negotiations fell apart or something. I don't know all the details, but Tim did, and we had talked a couple times during the course of the negotiations, and it became official, and we were bouncing around possibilities on dates from 1 to 2 dates to 3 dates, and he said, I'm going for it. We're doing 3 dates. Besides, always one of the better draws of the year at Hartford, has been for quite some time, and appreciate the support there. So, yes, we got 3 standard shows. No King of Michigan this year. He's taking baby steps on the amount of money he spends. It's still 3 nights full shows, Sprints on Dirt, at Hartford. And, you know, very excited, obviously, as well to have InterPro and ARP back on board as a 2014 sponsor. So that's all official as well. So very pumped up about 14, and as you said, it's here in, what, 5 weeks, hard to believe.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I already feel like I'm behind. I've got bags of computer stuff laying all around the house right now, trying to get packed up before the season begins. And a couple other things on the schedule we wanted to hit on. The June TBA is probably coming off the schedule, so that nothing has filled that date for now. But also Berlin still is a fluid situation. Do you have an update on what we can tell people about the Berlin Raceway Show?
Well, I can tell them this much, that it's going to be either Friday, September 26th, or Saturday, September 27th. With Berlin having the temporary dirt track, they try to make the most of that time that they have that track dirt they can. With multiple sanctioning bodies trying to get in as many dates as possible, that, you know, it's a very expensive undertaking to put that track down like that. So they're trying to do the most they can with the time they have that is dirt. And so, it's down to that. The 27th was on our schedule and on Berlin's schedule, but there's an outside shot. It might be the 26th. And, let's keep, tuned in to sprintsondirt.com and TJ Slideways' website will help as well, I'm sure. Let people know that, it's one or the other. That's where it's at. But the good news is we are going to be in Marne no matter what this stuff
falls. So just for fans, know, it is going to happen. It's either going to be the 26th or the 27th now. Right now, it says the 27th. Probably will stay that way until we hear otherwise. So,
that's right. So let's make sure that weekend you know where you're going to be going, and that's the place to be. And it was an incredible show last year. We had the weekday show, and I expect more of the same this fall. It's going to be a whale of a race, I guarantee you. I'm sure the field will even be bigger and deeper, so looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Mike, I really appreciate you coming on to talk about the additions to the 2014 schedule. I'm sure we'll talk throughout the season again a bit more as things start rolling.
Absolutely. We'll hope to see you at the opener, Todd, but we're looking forward to it, and let's all think warmer thoughts here, huh?
All right. Sounds good, Mike. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Mike Strievel from Sprints on Dirt. We're going to take another commercial break. When we come back, Jim Leisure from the Spartan Speedway. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing in racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Welcome back to TJ Sideways Live, Great Lakes Edition 2014. And my next guest is Ryder over at the Spartan Speedway in Mason, Michigan. And several seasons ago, he started what I call the little sprint car division that could and has. And it stuck around and is now just part of the Spartan Speedway family, Jim Leisure. And I'm glad to see that it seems to have some legs. And I've been hearing some people excited about making their way over to Spartan to compete for this year.
Well, you know, I think we're going to be a little healthier this year with our sprint division. Racing divisions take time to develop, the drivers and fans and crews and everybody it takes to make a show go. As to, you know, they have to develop, I guess they have to find a comfort zone with you. You know, you just have to establish some good procedures and then try not to change them around much. That's the part that people can get frustrated with, there's too many changes and too quick. So we've been able to stay the course. We've done everything we said we'd do so far. And this year we've been able to increase the purse to some degree. So I think that will help with some of the traveling expenses. A lot of our drivers in the sprint divisions have to travel a little further than some, but the rules haven't changed. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, too. It's always great racing. One thing that we had Steve Irwin on earlier in the year, and one thing that he pointed out that I never really thought about there at Spartan is one thing that's neat for the race bands is if you're in the sprint car division there, you have to run pretty much flat out really hard every time you hit the racetrack. Qualify, heat races, the feature, it all really has some meaning throughout the night and produces some great racing.
You know what? When these guys finally convinced us to do this, we, you know, for people like Bill Lackey, who's our race director, of course, you know, Bill's been around a zillion years and he knows everybody, has a great retention skill, so he remembers their names. But he had a relationship with a lot of these guys, and we allowed them to have some input. Not just allowed them, we wanted them to have some input. They had years of experience, and I think people like Steve, and a lot of them participated. And when we have a situation that we're not sure about, we'll send a group email out. And, you know, it's not, obviously everybody's got their own opinion, but you can find consistencies, and you can find consistencies within the drivers that work for the track as well. So I think that's probably but as you asked me, as from a competitor standpoint, yeah, I think you have to be on your game at Spartan. I've never driven a race car, but I've heard it a zillion times. Is if you can race and win at Spartan, you can race anywhere.
And I'm looking at your schedule, and your first sprint car race of the year is on May the 2nd. You actually open on April 25th, and then you have a couple testing 2 days on the 18th and 19th of April. But one thing flipping through the schedule, I have to ask, what's a road rage race? Because that's going to be part of the program with the Spartan sprint cars and other divisions there on Friday, July the 20th. I see this flagpole race. I know what that is, but we might want to explain to fans what that is. But a road rage race I've never seen. So what is that?
Well, I don't think anybody's ever seen one. It's as you can imagine, we get a lot of advice and a lot of ideas. And this actually is an idea that came from a guy that operated Springport track for a while. It's Morris Randall emailed one day and he gave me this idea, and we're going to run with it. In fact, Flat Rock is actually going to have a road rage race even before we do. But what it is a car will, you get all the cars and you, it's only a two-lap race. So everybody lines up and you spend anywhere from 8 to 12 laps probably, just jockeying for position, so they're allowed to move each other's cars. They can't wall them, but they can, you know, wiggle between them, move them sideways, so there'll be a lot of jockeying going on before the pace car pulls off. Once that pace car pulls off, the race is only two laps long, so it's a bunch of, I don't know, let's see how it works.
That's going to be fascinating to watch. I can't wait to see that. I think I'm going to mark that definitely on the calendar. You can check that out on May 23rd there and also on June 20th. So you're going to be doing it twice there during the Spartan Speedway season. And we talked a lot about the sprint car division, how it's grown, but also you guys are doing a lot to get youth involved. And one of the things that you have done is you've taken on the legend car division. Last year you kind of started managing that, but also you are now starting a Bandolero division. And looking through your social media and for Spartan Speedway on Twitter and on Facebook, all of a sudden I'm starting to see these Bandoleros popping up with people's names and numbers on them. It looks like this thing's really going to have some legs.
You know, this is what we call this, our Spartan Speedway Youth Development Program. I think it's a consensus by most least racetrack operators and really anybody that's been involved in the sport for any period of time that we don't have the youth coming into racing that we need to. I don't think it's even close. I don't think what we're doing is going to solve the problem, but it's going to take a bite out of the problem. And I think as time goes on, these 8 to 14-year-old fresh young drivers are going to turn into sprint drivers and stock car drivers and modified drivers and late model drivers. I think going forward, obviously they all won't, but it's a great introduction. Most of the kids that we've already signed up right now have never raced, and then we have some kids coming out of karting and going to race too. It's going to be a pretty impressive field. I think we'll get 1 year under our belt, and we'll have to switch things around a little bit to where the people, the young guys and girls with more experience, move into a different division. We have all the youth that's never raced before in their own little separate world there. But it is coming alive. We're actually on our way down to Charlotte to pick 6 more cars up here in a few more days. So,
well, that's great news. So kids getting involved with the Bandolero division at Spartan Speedway. And one other thing, going back to the sprint car division, that I've noticed is a lot of race fans now realize is you show up for a Spartan sprint car event, and there are probably at least 4 or 5 cars that could win any given night, and they're all really competitive. I mean, you look at the top 5 drivers, a lot of experience there. It's a very competitive division.
Well, these guys are, you know, I've said before, every division has its own personality, and these guys work good together. They respect one another for the most part, but, you know, there's always an issue here and there, but we've never had the luxury of knowing how many people are actually going to come and race in a division, but I'm certain, you know, Leroy will be back, and John Turnbull Jr. will be back, and Doug will be back, Doug Deitch, and, you know, Don Hamilton, Jimmy Heaney. Of course, Jimmy got hurt last year, but I'm not, late in the year, Jimmy Heaney hit the wall, not with his sprint car, but with the late model car, and Jimmy was hurt a little bit, so I'm just not sure what's going to happen with him, but I'm sure we'll have Jay back, and, hopefully Steve Smith, and see if the other guys, yeah, I'm not sure.
And just so you know, Steve Irwin informed us he was going to raid the whole season. So
I haven't talked to him, but, he was there 8 or 9 times last year, so I'm hoping Steve's back, and maybe we can pick up some of the Feenies here and there.
Yeah, it's a really neat division, and and one thing that I can't thank you enough for is that's a racetrack where I can take my wife and kids to, and I don't have to worry about what kind of facility I'm going to run into. Your grounds and your facility is absolutely immaculate. And I tell people all over the country when I travel, it's like, you know, you want to do something a little bit different, go to Spartan on Friday night and take your wife and kids that might not normally go to the racetrack with you, because it's not your typical racetrack situation. It's a beautiful facility.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we put, our facility is important to us. It's not a part-time job for us. It's a full-time commitment. And, we're actually built. Every year we have so many things we want to do. We have to, kind of pick and choose and prioritize a little bit. This year we're in the process right now of building a new, 5-stall garage for, storing the Bandos and the Legends in and doing repairs on them and miscellaneous stuff. So this year it'll be a new building. Next year, who knows what. This year the Memorial Park gets done. Yeah, you just gotta, when I go to a track, which is daily, I always think of it like, you know, I carry this long list of a zillion things to do and try to cross a few things off, but when I get to the track, I don't even need the list. When you get out of your vehicle, it's just anything things just surface on their own. So the product, whatever is important, is right there in front of you. It's kind of interesting. It's like I always refer to it as a farm.
That's a good reference. Well, just so you know, it doesn't go unnoticed, and even my wife, who is the staunchest non-race fan you'll ever meet, enjoys going to Spartan Speedway because she knows she can go to a clean facility. Well, Jim, I'm sure we're going to encourage our fans to go out to SpartanSpeedway.com and check out your schedule for next year, and we look forward to being a big part of you guys being a big part of our coverage for 2014.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all the help you give us and all the coverage you give us. That's, without that, it'd be a big piece of our puzzle would be missing.
Well, it's
thank you very much.
It's great. We're proud to be part of the Spartan Speedway family and look forward to another great season 2014.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Jim Leisure from the Spartan Speedway. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Joe Irwin from the Michigan Traditional Sprint. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live, Great Lakes Edition 2014.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live, Great Lakes Edition 2014, and we're going to close the show tonight with one of the guys that I think loves sprint car racing just as much as I do, if not a little bit more, Joe Irwin. He's not only the series proprietor, he's the series champion, as I like to say, but Joe Irwin on for the Michigan Traditional Sprints. And Joe, since we last spoke, the MTS schedule has is expanded just a little bit.
Yeah, we're able to gain a couple extra shows. It always takes me a little while to fill up the schedule every year, but you know, we got a couple extra, and we're happy to have them.
So first off, returning to Owendale, which is your neck of the woods, Saturday, July the 26th, and over at the Silver Bullet Speedway, and you guys will be making a single appearance up there this year.
Yep. You know, like I said, it took a little bit to get that one nailed down, but that's the home track. Started racing there, racing stock cars, and that's where I grew up, you know, going to the racetrack. That's where my dad raced for years, you know, since the 70s, so we're definitely happy to be there, and always looking forward to going up to Owendale.
And a couple of neat things I like on the schedule, in particular, the way you start your season, it's not new, but Memorial Day weekend, there's always something about Crystal on the holidays. Crystal, meaning Memorial Day and Labor Day, always traditional NAF sprint cars there. You guys are going to be a big part of that again, Sunday, May 25th. That's a date you guys have traditionally held, but you're going to back it up with Merritt on Saturday, May the 24th. I think that's a great combination for you guys.
Yeah, I think that's going to work out great. It's going to be your first time doing a full Memorial weekend like that. Crystal's always been big. They always do a Saturday, Sunday themselves. They have a regular show that they do every week, a weekly show on Saturday, and then they add us on the Sunday, and they get a bunch of campers and people, you know what I mean, basically a party and a race breaks out kind of deal over there at Crystal, but yeah, this year we're going to add Merritt to it. We're happy to be up there, and I think that'll help a lot as far as getting some travelers. Hopefully we'll pull out from Indiana and Ohio and We're actually looking forward to the rumors are that we might get some more Canadian travelers also this year.
That'll be a neat addition. And another aspect of the weekend warrior thing, we like to focus on the racing vacation thing. And if I was going to pick a racing vacation out, I think Friday, July 11th at Cherry and Saturday, July 12th at Merritt, that would be like the coup de grace of racing vacations because it's a beautiful part of the state. And so you could go up there to Traverse City and vacation for a couple of days and take get a couple of days of non-wing sprint car racing in as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another double weekend we got, and we're happy to have as many double weekends as we can, like I said, to try to attract any travelers that we have that will come, you know what I mean, make the trip to make it worthwhile to come up and race a couple, you know, on a deal like that, especially way up north. I know usually when we go up to Cherry, it's pretty difficult to get a good car count on a single night, but I think that'll help a ton, and, yeah, we're definitely excited about our double weekends this weekend, you know, for this year, for 2014. And, I think that's going to help a ton. And as far as our car count, I think the shows are going to be great.
And another, deal, the Great Lakes Nationals is back down to one day this year, but, to back that up, it's not your last race of the year. Cause you guys are going to be at Merritt on September 19th and 20th.
Yep. I believe actually the Great Lakes Nationals is still going to be 2 days. We just weren't able to make an agreement like we did last year for a 2-day pay like we did last year. So the agreement was only to be able to do 1 day. But Merritt, they were willing to try to do like what we did last year at Crystal, and we're going to have our season championship up at Merritt. And we're going to try to do the same format we did last year with the odd even features on Friday, which was, I think, a huge success. I thought they were really good races. And, you know, I mean, people that are in Michigan know what the dealer's choice used to be, you know, back in the day. And that's what I'm trying to recreate out of that deal. And, I think he's going to try that with a majority of his classes anyway. So I think it'll be something similar more to, the dealer's choice up there at Merritt this year.
Well, that sounds like a neat opportunity. So the schedule, it's a pretty nice schedule coming together. You know, it looks real nice and a great option to see some traditional sprint car racing on the dirt here in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. You know, always looking forward to try to get more shows in Michigan. I think we got a decent amount this year. Like I was saying before when we were in break there that I still have some irons in the fire trying to get a couple other Michigan dates. And we're still happy to have our outside of Michigan stuff. You know, we're going to be at Plymouth Speedway this year. They're trying an open wheel deal on a Wednesday. I think the whole theory behind that was just to be on an off day and snag as much people as possible that can race on a weekday. And we're making our trek down to Waynesfield like we do every year for our Ohio versus Michigan. I don't have exactly what I'm going to do for the Michigan date yet this year. I was really trying to get Butler again like we did in the past. I wouldn't say that's 100% close, but that's the date that I really like to get since it's the closest to Ohio. But if we don't, we can fill it in with another date up here in Michigan, and we'll continue our Ohio versus Michigan challenge that we always had.
That's been a neat deal as well. So if fans want more information on MTS, you just go over to mtsprints.com. You guys do a great job with all your social media outlets on there as well. Keep everyone updated from race day and during the week and such. And Joe, it's probably the most impressive MTS schedule I've seen to date. And you guys did a good job. And look forward to seeing what you guys produce in 2014.
Yeah, we're totally looking forward to it. Like I said, the two-day deals is always exciting to you never know who's going to show up on one of those kind of deals. I know back, you know, when we had the two-day deal up at Merritt, you know, we had Kevin Thomas Jr. come up and sweep us all a couple years ago. So, you know, you never know if somebody like that might come up. And, you know, maybe back then, you know, not everybody knew his name, but I know they do now. So, you never know who's going to come up, and I always try to advertise as much as I can and make as many phone calls as I can to get travelers to come up and just put on a great show. You know, I think, like I've said, I was just at a promoters meeting last week, and I said, the value of our series. You're going to get the best show for the price in Michigan for a dirt show. That's the way I feel about it.
Well, Joe, appreciate you taking time out for us, and best of luck, and look forward to seeing you during the 2014 season.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having either you or Bob coming out, and hopefully we have a good show for you so you guys can see some good non-wing racing up here in Michigan.
Sounds great. Joe Irwin from the Michigan Traditional Sprints, and that's going to wrap up the 2014 Great Lakes edition of TJ Slideways Live. We'll be back here again next week at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Thank you, and good night.